com.
Good morning, folks. What's on your mind? I bet you a little sunny weather. Did anybody go for their first spring walk this weekend? Outdoors without 15 parkas and how much layers? The fewest layers of the year. And I went for a nice long walk. Didn't get my feet wet like I used to when I was a youth. And it looks like it's going to stay nice for a while. Mostly sunny today in Fargo, up to 44. This is Mark, by the way. I'm waiting for Scott Hennin. He'll be here directly, the host of What's on Your Mind. Northwest winds, 11 to 14. It's going to get up to 22 on the gusts, but pleasant. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high near 33. North wind, then 7 to 16. Gusts to 23, and Tuesday night, a 20% chance of snow. Yikes. After 8 p.m., I thought it was all gone. Mostly cloudy, a low around 14. And then Wednesday, 20% chance of snow. Partly sunny, high back to 32. Tioga, today, partly sunny, high near 40. West winds, 10 to 13. Gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 18. Northwest winds, 7 to 9. Tuesday, partly sunny. Back up to 36 degrees, northwest winds 8 to 16, gusts to 24, and then Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low around 19, gusts to 25 from the north, as the prevailing winds will be 7 to 16. Sunny Wednesday, all the way up to 43, so pretty nice out west too. Scott's got some auspicious guests on the What's on Your Mind show today. Ron Ness, he's just a great president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to be with him at 10:30, and we're going to try to find at 8:20, we're going to have Brock Elitz is going to be the Fargo Public Schools business manager, talking about the mill levy vote and why it's needed. That gal that was taken from the swimming pool did perish over the weekend, so we're really sorry to hear about that, and our prayers are with the family. Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Well, good. Sorry I'm late. A little crisis at our house this morning. There was a missing math book. Hey, when that happens.
Well, you know, you just can't really refer to your math book if you don't have it with you to math class.
No, and there was a math test coming up, and there was math homework last night, all of which Maria helped Haley with till like after 10 o'clock. And so it was in use until 10 o'clock last night. I'm thinking the dog ate it, one of the dogs maybe.
Yeah, those dogs.
She's going to tell her teacher.
You do have a few dogs, so that's you got quintuple the excuse about the dog eating thing.
Exactly, and we have one that loves books. As a matter of fact, he's eaten a few of mine over the years.
Does it seem to be the most intelligent of the dogs?
Yeah, I would say so. I would. That's Bushy.
See, and Bushy knows that. You know, it's good to be well read.
Second oldest in the family of the dogs, anyway. Bushy's he's getting on in years, but he still likes to read, I guess. So.
Yeah. Well,
maybe that's the deal. Maybe he wanted to bone up at his math. So it caused me to be a little late today. One other person we're going to have on today, by the way, is Myra Anderson from Watford City. She led the Yes Vote Committee there. They have a school vote tomorrow, too. And are hoping for I've said if I was a Watford City resident, I'd be voting yes, because I think it's a marvelous way to, you know, build a sense of community. And those towns are growing like crazy. Obviously, it's a little different argument in Fargo where there's growth. The Fargo vote's a little complicated because it has more to do with the ability to raise the mill levy if they need to, not that they're necessarily asking for it right now. So we'll try and explain the differences of those two as we go throughout the program today. As well, we did one more we're adding to the program.
Oh. Yeah, and there's something that I think deserves to be an early mention, and it's the first time ever East Grand Forks won the state championship in hockey in Class A. You know, that's the flood generation. And, you know, hats off to East Grand Forks, Green Wave. That's Kind of above the fold flash.
I got a lot of friends with players on that team, and they certainly made East Grand Forks proud. Best man at my wedding was Jeff Bowen, and his son Dixon scored the first goal in the championship game. And of course, I had flashbacks to seeing Dixon in a crib. So you know, that's a pretty profound thing when you see him out there on the ice doing what they did. And Kerry Eads' son Eddie, Kerry, of course, a former Fighting Sioux as well. Jeff was as well. Jeff was a player on the '87 team in North Dakota, but also a good player himself at East Grand Forks. And then you have Mark Pullman, the trainer of the Fighting Sioux team. His son was on the team as well. So it just is a lot of really neat connections to the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, who had kind of a so-so weekend, actually. They had a chance to win the NCHC crown for the first year of the new league up there on Saturday night. It's a 1-1 game. Got, I don't know, less than 10 minutes left, and Western Michigan gets a penalty. 5-minute major, contact to the head, so the Sioux have a 5-minute power play. They're thinking their chances of scoring on that can't be bad late in the game, and instead they gave up a short-handed goal and end up not scoring and losing the game 2-1. So that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it's amazing on those shorthanded goals. All of a sudden, you know, everybody's pressing forward, pushing, pushing. They got the clock on them, and all of a sudden somebody pops through and boom. You know, that same thing happened to the Wild over the weekend, and it's a sickening sight because, you know, it looks pretty grim bearing down on your goalie 1,000 miles an hour.
You know why the weather is nice, Mark?
Is it global warming again?
No.
Why?
It's because I have a new car starter. And seat heat. So you can thank me for putting that in because obviously it's no longer needed now, right? So at least for a couple of days anyway. I don't think this
is
going to
snow on Wednesday.
Yeah, so it'll be back. But John Trandum from Trandum Automotive Services was kind enough to reach out during my little dilemma of many a dead battery because of my poor man's seat heat. Remember my poor man's seat heat I got for Christmas?
Yeah.
Was the plug-in CD, kind you put into your cigarette lighter, and it kept draining my battery. Anyway, he said, you know, you can get CD installed now, which I didn't know. Do you know you can do that?
Well, I didn't know that.
If your vehicle did not have CD as an accessory, you can add it. I didn't know that, but he told me that. So he told me about that, and then, of course, I thought, well, since it's there, let's just get an auto starter in so I can... I don't know what it is. The older I get, the colder I am. I just get cold easy. So, anyway, Trandum Automotive Services while I was down in Minneapolis. They're over in Moorhead next door. And they installed the super duper Astro Start auto starter and also a CD. Isn't that cool?
Well, it certainly is. And do you really think that daylight savings time can be hazardous to your health?
I don't know. That seems kind of stupid, doesn't it? I saw that study that suggests that there's all these health ailments that come as a result of daylight savings time. And for, I don't know. I mean, I will say I'm a little off my game. I'd like that hour back to tell you the truth, but I don't feel like I'm less healthy as a result of it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But they encourage people not to drink quite as much alcohol the night before the change. And
oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, that's probably wise with or without daylight savings time, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's just, I guess, because it just makes it more frantic getting to work an hour earlier.
We're going to explore that question today, whether or not if it was up to you, would you do the daylight savings time thing? Do you appreciate the benefits that come as a result of it, or do you think it's a giant hassle? I don't know about you, but I kind of like falling back in the fall, but I'm not so fond of that spring ahead deal.
Although I like it in the afternoon.
That's what I mean. There's a few things where you could say, hey, I'll take this, not bad.
This is really odd, Scott. Folks, I wish you could see this. Scott is actually here looking at me through the window. His arms are so full he can't get the door open. My cord isn't long enough to let him in. So anyway, it's just a funny spectacle here.
Well, it doesn't matter. I know we're close to a break, so I'll just wait till the break, and then we'll we'll chat with the folks from the Fargo Public School District about their vote tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's great. Well, anyway, I'm glad you got
here. It works for Marconi, you know.
Huh?
This works for Marconi just fine.
It absolutely did, but you know you got a delay.
Yeah, all right.
This is a full 2 second echo here. It's pretty cool. Anyway, welcome safe and sound.
Thank you. Is this better?
Much better.
Much better.
I'm a stutterer, you know, and that echo was just because I got to be able to think a full sentence ahead of myself. Otherwise, I stutter.
How'd you think Sarah Palin did with the green eggs and ham riff?
It was funny.
Yeah.
She's great.
She is funny, isn't she?
She's a really comedian. Yeah.
She's marvelous. I understand she's coming to North Dakota, too, in October.
Williston.
Stay tuned for details. All right, friends, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the program we call What's on Your Mind? Straight ahead.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weeple on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Mark the Freedom Poet. And we're going to talk now a little bit about a vote that is happening tomorrow in Fargo for the Fargo Public Schools. And, by the way, there will also be a vote in Watford City tomorrow for Watford City Schools. Different questions on the ballot altogether. And we'll chat with the Watford City folks coming up about 10:20. This morning today on the program, but at 8:20, we're going to chat now with the business manager for Fargo Public Schools, Brock Lights.
on the mill levy vote and why it's needed. Brock, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us today on the program. As I said earlier, I guess I would describe this vote as a little complicated in that you aren't necessarily saying, you know, vote yes and we'll do this in the way of a project. It's more of a kind of a for planning purposes of knowing what ability you have in the future. Would I be right?
That is correct. It really is about kind of the long-term future of, available resources for Fargo Public Schools, and really is a product of the actions that the North Dakota legislature has taken, both to step up and do more in regards to funding for education, but also placing requirements on local districts to go back to their voters and either secure or resecure, in our situation, approvals that had been given to us in the future.
And so talk, first of all, about what the legislature did. And do you consider that a good thing or a bad thing, indifferent? What is your thought on explain the action and then talk about whether it's good or bad for Fargo Public Schools, in your view?
Sure. Well, back in 2009, the North Dakota legislature provided for a property tax relief in the form of a 75 mil reduction for those districts that had that ability, and certainly Fargo, I'll speak specifically to Fargo Public Schools, had a mill levy that allowed for a 75 mil reduction, and at that point the state put together a mill levy reduction grant plan, and they funded that plan where they provided the funding, the state provided funding to districts that did that 75 mil reduction. So we received a separate allocation from the state equal to the value of 75 mils and then reduced the property tax by 75 mils. That was the session then that they also said, changed the statute that said if prior to 09 you had been what at the time was called an excess mill levy district, the authority that was given to you by your voters expired December 31st of 2015. So you needed to go back to your voters and ask them to be able to continue to have an excess mill levy, or now what's called a specified mill levy. And so that's the action that the legislature took in 09, and certainly districts like Fargo have been working diligently to, A, comply with the reduction, the 75 mil reduction, but also to be good stewards and continue to try to reduce the local mill levy that we have done here and go back to the public and honor what was asked for by the legislature. Then, if we fast forward to the latest session in 2013, the legislature again recognized the need for property tax relief and provided property tax relief by calling for a 50 mil reduction in local property tax. At the same time, they also significantly changed the funding formula in the state and provided for a significant increase in state funding on a per pupil basis to K-12 education. I certainly am very appreciative and thankful for the efforts that the legislature has provided, and they certainly have provided for some funding where they believe they're trying to equal the playing field and provide equity across the state. And I and Fargo Public Schools appreciate those efforts and think that that has been very valuable to K-12 education. And so certainly I wouldn't say that that has been a negative at all. We then have to go back and have this vote and ask the taxpayers in Fargo Public Schools District 1 whether or not they want to grant authority beyond what the state cap is.
So let's talk about tomorrow's vote. If a yes vote happens, what are the options at that point then for the Fargo Public School System?
If a yes vote happens, the ballot measure specifically asks for authority up to 150 mils. So if that is a yes vote, what would happen is Fargo Public Schools would continue to do what we've been doing to date, which is every year, annually, when we budget, do a zero-based budgeting plan where we start from zero and say, what are our revenues for the year, plan for our expenses for the year, and put a budget together that We make every attempt to balance every year, take that to the county auditor for certification and request mills based on what's needed to balance that budget. The county then certifies how many mills we qualify for based on that budget and certify our budget, and we move forward. We're currently at 139 mills, and we would have the ability to continue to levy up to 150 mills to meet the needs, the educational needs going forward of Fargo Public Schools District 1. And so a great deal of what would you'd see from a yes vote is a lot of what we're doing currently, which is continuing to provide education at a quality that the citizens in Fargo have come to expect and what our Board of Education has really expected us to try to provide. And we would continue down that road. At the same time, continuing to be good stewards and only levying what is needed to meet the operational needs of the district.
And if it does not pass, so first of all, the 139 to 150, that'd be 11 mills by my quick math. How much does that equate to? Do you have an average for a homeowner, or if you have a $200,000 house, if we went from 139 to 150, it would be X?
Well, on $100,000, it's about $4.50. So on a $200,000 house figure, $9, per thousand. So you got 11 times 9, would be $99. But understand, Scott, I want to make sure I didn't give the impression that immediately there would be any increase from 139 to 150. It is simply the authority, should it be needed. Much like today, it's the authority is 170. So, again, it's only what's required to balance the budget and to meet our operating needs. But on a $200,000 house, it would be like $9 per thousand. So we'd be looking at 11 mills times $9, so $99.
We have about a minute left, but I just want folks to understand what will happen if a no vote prevails.
Sure. With a no vote, what happens is the statute specifically says that the district's dollars are frozen at the highest level collected at the highest level the last 3 years. So if we just talk about today's dollars, if a no vote prevailed and it was in effect immediately today, it would be frozen at the current dollars collected by the district. And today, we're estimating we will collect just over $38 million in property tax revenues. And so what would happen is those dollars would be frozen, and they would be frozen until such a time that the value of 70 mills, which is the new state cap, equals the $38 million that we collect. So what it takes to get 139 mills today gets $38 million. We'd have to stay there until 70 mills equaled that same $38 million.
Hang on one sec, if you would. I want to finish this in the side of the break because I'm not sure I totally understand that. We'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you've had enough for winter, it's time to head for Walker, Minnesota, Leech Lake, and one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake. Did you know they have a stunning spa resort within a resort there? It's the Copper Dora Veda Spa. And what a way to thaw out after all this brutal cold. A spa treatment, body treatments, skin therapy, all kinds of great spa packages, massages, nail care. They do it all. And get a load of this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday, two nights at the Chase, and your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Dora Veda Spa or a four-hour snowmobile rental, all for only $199. Less than $100 a night. But you need to call to book your reservations right now, 888-CHASE-06. Hurry while they last. Call right now to reserve yours, 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's on your mind? The preview hour, 28 before the... Scott Hannon, along with Mark the Freedom Poet. Todd Mitchell joins me next hour, and we'll be joined by K-Fire Bismarck, K-CJB Minot, K-LTC Dickinson, and in addition to the two stations you're listening to as we speak here, votes on schools tomorrow in Watford City for our listeners in the West on KTGO, and for the East in Fargo. We're chatting with Brock Leitz. Am I saying that right, Brock? Is that how you pronounce your last name?
It's Leitz, Scott.
All right, I want to make sure I'm saying it correctly. Brock Leitz, who is the public school manager for Fargo Public Schools. The mill levy vote is tomorrow. We're chatting about that here today on the program. So my final question for you, and then I have another question that Mark had during the break that we want to add to. A no vote means what? So you were walking us through the math on that, and I just I got lost in some numbers there. So just restart and tell me what happens if there's a no vote.
Okay, with a no vote, what happens, and this is one of the places where it starts to get very confusing, because the statute talks about a mill levy cap in the state, which is 70 mills. It also talks about, if you do not secure authority, you're actually frozen in dollars. And so freezing the dollars and 70 mills become two very significantly different things. The statute says that we would be frozen at the dollars collected in the highest collection of the prior 3 years. And so if we just talk about today's dollars, in today's dollars, we're going to collect just over $38 million in local property tax relief. And that's down from $51 million a year ago as we did the 50 mil reduction, and actually Fargo did 52 mils. So we would be frozen. If this were in effect today, we'd be frozen at the $38 million, and we'd be frozen there until the value of 70 mills, which is the new state cap, equals the $38 million. And so I think one of the things that happens is it gets confusing, where people think, well, we'd immediately go to 70 mills and you'd reduce property tax by the difference of that 69 mills. And that, in fact, is not true. We would continue to collect the money we collect today until the value of 70 mills equals the $38 million.
I got it. So,
in other words, you don't see any growth in the current mill levy is what happens. There's zero growth happening as a result of a no vote.
And what does that do to the Fargo public school system?
This is our general fund mill levy, which is what we use for our annual operating. And so in year one, what you would have otherwise seen with valuation increases, we've got a projection that that's about $875,000 roughly that we would have collected that we wouldn't collect if this were frozen. You know, that basically then just continues to multiply each year as the valuations would grow and you leave those dollars because you don't see the growth. And we projected that out for a 10-year period of time because the approval or, well, I guess approval is only good for 10 years at a time. If it's a no, you can go back and ask for an excess at any time, I would guess. So we project that out for 10 years. In the first year, it's $875,000 approximately. When you get down to the 10th year, it's just over $9 million that you would have otherwise collected with the growth that you're not collecting anymore. And the cumulative effect of that over a 10-year period of time is just over $51 million. So those are dollars that would have otherwise been collected that are not collected as a result of freezing those revenues.
Mark, what you had a question on the earlier math about if the vote prevails, the ability to go to a maximum of 11 more mills, what does that cost? And you had a question on the math on that, right?
Yeah, was it per 1,000 or per 10,000? The increase
per one,
in the $9.
Per 1,000. So it's a calculation of for every $100,000, it's $4.50 per thousand.
So $450.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. What the vote is tomorrow is to say here you have the authority to move that up, not that it's moving up.
Correct.
And purely have the authority. And what would trigger a vote to say go ahead and move it up? Would that just be the school board that would do that?
It would be much like right now. The school board action and really our budgeting would determine whether that mill levy moves. And so, if the authority is granted up to 150, the school board by approving our annual operating budget would say, okay, how many mills does it take to meet that? And they would, by a majority vote of the school board, request to the auditor when we submit our budget how many mills that we need. And then that's certified by the county, so we certainly can't be asking for more than our budget would allow for.
Got it. Anything else you want to add, Brock, ahead of the vote tomorrow?
No, I think that the questions you have are the questions that I think a lot of people are wondering about, just what are the particulars, and certainly we hope for good voter turnout and think that we will get the results tomorrow night and then decide what the next steps are and what the future holds.
Tough weekend, too, for the Fargo Public Schools Department with the news that the a youngster involved in the incident back on February 18th at the Fargo South Swimming Pool did die over the weekend from injuries as a result of that particular accident and been identified, and that happened over the weekend. So certainly thinking of folks not only at Fargo South and obviously the Fargo South community, but the whole Fargo Public Schools too as well. And our thoughts and prayers certainly with their family as well. Brock, thank you for the time today. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
Brock Leitz, Fargo Public Schools business manager on the mill levy vote. And again, there's a Watford City vote tomorrow as well. We'll be tackling that debate here coming up in just a little bit in the 10 o'clock hour today on the program. All right, Mr. Mark, I need to turn the microphone over to you so you can tell us a little bit about sports. The Grovers win over the weekend. How about that?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. You mentioned East Grand Forks in hockey, winning the Minnesota State High School hockey tournament, but Oak Grove won in the State B boys tournament, champs there. So that was pretty darn cool. And, how about your Wild and your T-Wolves and all your other favorite things?
Well, yeah, first of all, the Grovers came from behind. They were 7 points behind with 4 minutes left, took it to overtime, and then they made the only 10 points in the overtime to win the state championship. That's pretty unbelievable. Not only, did East Grand Forks win the first state hockey championship, but they're in the state basketball tournament too. So just a great weekend for East Grand Forks. The Wild have added a couple of new players to their team, but Mueller scored his first goal. They've got McCormick. They've got a couple of really tough, good players added to their team, but they lost two games, one in a shootout to St. Louis. Now, remember, St. Louis is now actually ahead of the Ducks, so St. Louis is in first place. So we played them tight. We played them to overtime and lost in the shootout. Very exciting time. The Twins played to a tie. I was watching the Twins game, and all of a sudden it was 1-1 in the ninth, and commercials came on and other programming, and I said, what happened? Well, in preseason, they don't play extra innings. They played their nine innings. Our pitchers looked really good, only gave up one run. They only gave up one hit through six, and the Twins are looking very, very encouraging. The Wolves are in, their team is healthiest as it's been, but they lost another heartbreaker. So the Wolves are coming to make or break time. It's a very, very intense time. There's only 20-some games left, and they've got to win probably 15 of them to have a chance at the playoffs. The Wild, on the other hand, are at least 5 points. Maybe they got a point last night for going to overtime, so they're probably 6 points in seventh place. The top eight make it to the playoff for the Stanley Cup. But the fact that they played so well with two new guys and a new goalie, Brzygalev, they look like they can beat anybody. I mean, absolutely, St. Louis. They've already beaten Chicago with the regular lineup twice, the prevailing Stanley Cuppers. So, and then we're moving every bit inexorably towards March Madness and NCAA. Basketball, that's always a very amazing time ahead. Scott had just a great idea. He was talking about, wouldn't it be fun to go down to the pavilion or that go down and broadcast a program one day from the Twin Stadium, from Target Center. Is that the name of it? The Target Field, yeah. And that would be fun. Take a whole busload down there. So kind of have that in the back of your head, folks. Maybe sometime that'll happen. Then my favorite, in fact, probably my favorite player on the team, well, Adrian is pretty spunky and pretty amazing, but I loved the way Allen played. Jared Allen. Feel very sad that he's leaving. I'm kind of a throwback to the old time of liking when, like, Killebrew joined the Washington Senators, and then when the Twins bought him out, stayed with him the whole way. And I like the fact that Kirby stayed with us. I liked the great players staying and finishing their career with our team. So felt pretty bad about Jared Allen is going to fade off. We got to keep Griffith, though. That's one good thing. Everson Griffith is staying with us. And so that was, I got to say, on balance, boy, I tell you, gives me the willies. Who do you like? Who do you think is going to win the NCAA? It's amazing, you know, somebody said there's a billion dollar prize if you pick all the games exactly. Imagine that. All you got to do is be right on once they get through the first, you know, I think it's the 64 teams or whatever. How would you like to do that? How would you spend $1 billion? Well, if you could come up with just 64 right answers on who's going to win every game and be the champion on this March Madness and NCAA, I think you can win $1 billion. Pretty crazy. Scott's going to be back. He's got an amazing bunch of guests on What's on Your Mind, including the governor. So we'll be back with more What's on Your Mind preview in just a few minutes.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person.
Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950, the Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Two stories we've not touched on ahead of the weather that I want to visit. Well, the three, actually. One, the biggest story of the day. You know what that is, Mark? The biggest story of the day.
Dustin's birthday.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even plan this. It's our operations guru around here. Man keeps the trains running on time. Dustin Moore has a birthday today. How old are you, Dustin? 33. Just a pup.
See, that was the
just
age,
a pup at 33.
Age of Jesus.
How about that? Yes, exactly right. There's a lot to like about that. There you go.
The Irish say this is a really big year.
The Irish say this
Irish
is a big
Catholic,
year?
Yeah, this is the mega year in anybody's life is 33.
When you hit 33.
Yeah.
Wow, how about that? It's going to be your year, dear.
D.
There you go. So happy birthday to Dustin Moore. That's the big story of the day. Couple of big stories that we haven't got to. One is, first of all, the Ukraine. I love that story in the USA Today about them singing the national anthem. That's pretty cool. And a great deal of unity going on there. But how is thuggish Putin doing in trying to disrupt this renaissance of freedom in Ukraine?
Well, he's doing the easy part first, pouring 25,000 troops into the Crimean Peninsula, where they mostly speak Russian. But the Ukrainians that speak their own language are massing by the thousands. There's a story of one lady that drove 3.5 hours just to pay tribute to the people, the martyrs that died in Independence Square. And at one quote that came out of there, it says, the short term is likely to be painful, but our children will be free. And the Ukraine troops are getting ready to fight, literally with pop guns versus the Iron Bear of Russia. It's it's feeling like Hitler, man. It's feeling like the Blitzkrieg coming.
Are we being the United States of America, enough to stand up for freedom in the folks in Ukraine?
Well, I sure don't think so. I don't think we've been nearly aggressive enough, and surely we could be rushing arms to them. It's ironic, you know, that we had them destroy a bunch of their arms a few years ago based on some kind of a treaty of mutually reducing arms, thousands and thousands of their weapons, and Obama was present there when they did that.
Unbelievable. The other story that's been of great interest is this plane that's missing.
Oh, what a horrible mystery for the families.
Malaysian Air.
Yep.
Was going from somewhere to China.
To China.
Just like disappeared. Now, we've got something about a passport. What's the latest on this passport?
Two stolen passports were apparently part of the people that signed up and hadn't been monitored accurately. They don't know whether they were on the plane or not, you know.
So, in other words, they were not on the plane, according to Dustin.
Not on the plane.
But you're saying two individuals that were... Had bought tickets. Had stolen passports.
And whether they got off at the... yeah, right. Whether they got off... This whole process...
How do we know they were not on the plane? Oh, they're... I see. Okay, so in other words, the actual individuals that owned the passports were not on the plane.
Right.
But their names were used on the manifest. So something's amiss here.
Something's amiss.
I got it. So the actual individuals that owned them were not on them, but we're guessing then somebody used them to get on the plane. And why did they steal their passports to get on the plane? That smells like terrorism. Now, also, the oil slicks, I understand, had nothing to do with the plane.
Right. So that was just a bunny trail.
Right. But something's amiss, obviously.
And the people... You know, the lack just disappeared. It's absolutely gone. And there's some theories that would blown up and vaporized in midair.
That can't happen, can it?
Well, I don't know. How intense was it? Was there an explosion? Did these mysterious people actually have super explosive with them? I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
If the plane landed, they could turn off the radar detection, right? So maybe they have some crafty way of taking it off and taking the plane somewhere. And then what are their plans for that plane? I don't know. There's a million questions here.
Yeah.
Aren't there?
But the plane is gone, and the people are gone.
Unbelievable.
And their families are just beside themselves, obviously.
Understandable. Let me look at the weather here briefly, since we don't have a lot of time left. 44 today. How about that?
That's wonderful.
Isn't that nice? That's in Fargo. Tioga, 40 today. And it'll be a little windy. Let's start in the valley first. Mostly sunny, high near 44 today. Tonight, cloudy, low about 26. Tomorrow, cloudy, high near 33. Then Wednesday, 32. Thursday, 43. So decent week. Decent week all the way around. On the oil patch, sunny and 40 today, but again, windy there as well. Tonight, cloudy, about 18. Tomorrow, sunny and 36. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, 19. Wednesday, sunny and 43. Thursday, sunny at a high near 46. Why did I think this was all going away? I thought we only had a couple of nice days and it was going to go away.
Well, there is a little snow in the forecast.
All right. Some precip this time next week, but I'll tell you what, I'll take that. I'll take precip with warmer temps. I can handle that, Mark.
Looks like we're going to have a tolerable Saturday, you know, for our little event.
Exactly right. We have the countdown to the big event, folks. This is the week. Tell your friends and neighbors. If you love freedom, you want to be at the Hub, the venue in Fargo on Saturday. All the fun starts at 1 with that candidate school from 1 to 5 and the photo op with our visiting all-star lineup. It's going to help take back the U.S. Senate, taking place from 5 until 7. A little picnic supper for $15. If you're coming to that, we need to know. So go to flagfamily.com and then, of course, a big rally for freedom at 7. Fargo sunny and 36 degrees at this hour. As we speak, Tioga sunny 32, Grand Forks partly cloudy 34, sunny and 39 in Minot, Dickinson 32 and sunny right now. What's on your mind continues. Ron Ness to start the program, then your calls straight ahead. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.